Welcome back to the Amarillo National Bank pregame show as the Saudis go for a series victory here in Springfield. We're catching up with Coley on this Sunday. And Coley, another just back and forth series, a lot of power from both sides. What do you think we need to do today to get a series victory?
Well, we got the right guy on the mound. Mm-hmm. Shorty's been outstanding for us the past, you know, three or four outings. And again, this is never easy. We have to continue to play our game. I know we've been swinging the bat well, and let's see what happens.
What do you think specifically Shorty's been doing? Because he's pitching to early contact. The games move quick when he throws.
The thing is, man, you know, the rhythm.
Yeah.
And he's working ahead of count. He's landing his off-speed pitcher for a strike. And he's just working, you know, like doing his best, keeping the ball down in the strike zone. You know, it's a lot of ground balls. And, you know, I always tell my pitchers, when you throw a strike, you're going to get out. That's all.
You and I talked a couple weeks ago about how you think Tyrene is one of the best infielders in this organization. What about his game at shortstop do you think has really excelled this year in his first full Double-A season?
You know, he's a different animal there, man. Like, you know, this is my 30 years in professional baseball, and wow, I can count with my fingers how many good shortstops you can see. You know, but Tyrene, for me, he's basically, I played with Juan Uribe. Juan Uribe was one of the best in the game back in the day, too, and golly, Tyrene is way better all the way around. I know the game changed, the athleticism. The thing is, something you don't teach is the instincts of the game. You know, the footwork, the angle he creates to get to the ball, and he's a special man.
The book is out there now on Manny Pena that this is not a guy to be messed with in the batter's box, right? So how do you think he's adjusting to how they're adjusting to him?
The way Manny been swinging lately, you don't have to adjust to anything. You just have to see the ball right there in the strike zone, trying to make good contact, and the ball is going to go. You know, Manny right now, for me, is the MVP in the league, no doubt. And he's doing great, man. He just, you know, having a conversation with him a couple of days ago, he just called me, I don't try to do too much. I just go there and trying to do my best and compete and get a good hit, good swing, good strike, good pitch to hit, and that's all.
Fair enough. For this team now, it's been a great road season, right? 21 wins on the road is the record for the Sod Poodles in a half of a season already. What do you think this team has done away from home that has allowed them to have so much success?
I would say, you know, our place, you know, I love our place, our environment, people, everything about Amarillo, but it's tough to pitch there, man. Yep. It's like when you go to St. Louis in the big league, now you go to the Coors Field, you know, your mindset, the thought process behind it, of course, I had to be careful throwing a strike. I had to be careful with this pitch because it is so different. You're playing in the regular baseball field, to be fair, you know, and it's nothing against the Amarillo Sapuro in the stadium. I love the facility. It's incredible, but you can see the difference, you know, like in here, if we pitch and we play defense, we're going to win games. And this is what happened when we play on the road, you know, and the elevation in Amarillo too, you know, the shape of the ball, you know, the spin of the ball. Like, pitchers make more mistakes in Amarillo than here.
No doubt. I want to ask you something a little bit off the beaten path here. The Colina whistle, when you need to get somebody's attention, how long have you had that whistle? It's just so distinct. And I think whenever you do it, everybody around here kind of turns their head at you.
You know, I think it's my dad because, you know, growing up in the middle of nowhere when we don't have the communication the way it is right now, I don't know. It's just like people know me because they whistle and many times, and they know when I whistle, for sure, I just trying to get somebody's attention. Then they, right away, they turn around and see what happened. But at time, I enjoy doing it. A lot of people think, like, probably maybe take it the wrong way. But people that know me, I have a reason why I'm doing it. But, you know, I just love it. I love it.
Family's been here with you this week in Springfield, and seeing them and spending time with them away from the field has to be so reinvigorating in the middle of a long season.
No doubt, man. I love baseball to death, and for me, to be honest, family is number one. Mm-hmm. You know, I'm so happy to see them, my wife and my kids, you know, the support behind it, like people don't see because we're always away from family. This is 6.5 months, and you know, we live back in Arizona, and they just fly here for like a week, and we're having a good time, and we're doing all different activities in the morning. And now when I show up to the ballpark, I'm a little burned out, but it's what it is. Family come first.
No doubt. Last one for you. 4.5 back, 7 to play. Frisco has 8 to play. What are the conversations about the division race like in the clubhouse?
We need to take care of business. You know, we just need to worry about today, one game at a time. And if we continue to play good baseball, we got a pretty good chance. I don't know what happened, you know, in the other division and the other games. I just check the result after we play and see where we are. We still have a chance. You know, we still have faith, and the boys want to do it too. So, you know, we're going to continue to play hard all 27 hours every day.
Coley, thanks so much.
Thank you, guys.
The Amarillo National Bank pregame show continues next on News Talk 940 AM.